So again, thank you for coming to our Family Faith Night. It is our hope that we can help draw more people in to a love for the Lord and a love for one another, gathering as a community and helping one another get closer to God. And so the topic for tonight is service. Now, when we think of service, we often think of like charitable works, things that we do for other people. And when we do these things, it can be an expression of our love, an expression of how much we care for one another. When a parent gets up in the middle of the night in order to care for their infant child who's crying, it's a sign of the love of the parent, a service being offered to the child. When someone commits an act of service, it can help form them in their love for their children. And it can help form the children when they serve one another in love for one another. One of the things that the eighth graders did to prepare for their confirmation was to do service for other people. We asked that they committed themselves to 50 hours of service to others. And this is one of the things that can happen from service, that we open our hearts and our minds to other people. I mean, if we think about when we're infants or when there's little toddlers, their whole world seems to consist of about as much as themselves. And there's not a whole lot of thought about other people. They're just, if they're hungry, they cry. They say so. They make it known. And they're not really aware of like what's going on in mom and dad's life or big brother, big sister's life. They're not really looking or concerned about what's going on in other people because they're not open to that. It's beyond their capacity. But as they get older, they start to recognize that other people may have other things going on, that there's more to the world than just themselves. And so as we grow, we start to understand that there are other people who have needs. And when we ask the youth to make acts of service, it gives them an opportunity to expand and open their minds to others. And it helps them to be able to broaden their understanding of the world that they live in. It helps them to grow and to mature and become more responsible. In fact, this is something that I heard about in the letters that the eighth graders wrote to me, and I assume they wrote something very similar to Bishop Rivetuso in preparation for their confirmation. How it's helped them get a new perspective on other people and on life by doing these acts of service. And one of the things they also noted was how it helped them to feel good about themselves, knowing that they're doing something for another person, that they're loving another, that they're caring for another, that they're making a difference in someone else's life in some way. Even if it wasn't something big, even a small act of service can give us a sense of joy, can give us a sense of love, can give us a sense of fulfillment. And I remember even as a kid, my brothers and I, we would be pretty bored in the shopping line when we were waiting to check out. And we decided we weren't going to stay there with the cart with mom and dad as things are being rung up at the register. Instead, we would run ahead to the doors so that we could hold them open for people. Now, this is before there were automatic doors, so it wouldn't happen automatically. We would go to the doors and hold the doors open for people so that they wouldn't have to open the doors themselves. Small act of service, small act of kindness, but it made us feel good about ourselves. We were doing something for another person, and many of them would say thank you. I mean, we didn't have to do that. Although, being boys, we kind of made it a competition who can get more thank yous than the other. But there was still, you know, a sense of love, of compassion, of service towards others. And when we're opened up by these acts of service, when we're being generous with ourselves, making a gift of ourselves towards others, then that helps us to be open to something even greater. It helps us to be open to God because we're getting outside of ourselves when we're serving other people. And when we're getting outside of ourselves and we're broadening our minds and our hearts, then we're giving space for God to come in. And our faith is all about relationship with God. And so by asking these eighth graders to commit these acts of service, it's one of the ways we're trying to help them expand their hearts and their minds to be open to receive from God. Now, it can go the other way as well, like someone very devoted to God, someone who has a good relationship with God is naturally going to want to serve others. That love that they're being filled with is going to spill out in acts of love and kindness towards other people. And so when someone draws closer to the Lord, they have a tendency to then be more charitable and kind and caring towards other people, because they're becoming more like God. When we think of service, a lot of times we think of service to the poor. We have a St. Vincent de Paul Society, and many of our eighth graders and many parents and many people help out and volunteer at our St. Vincent de Paul Society, at our food pantry. And when we think of the poor, we might think, well, who are some of the saints that are famous for caring for the poor? And there's many of them, St. Vincent de Paul, obviously. But more recently, there would be St. Teresa of Calcutta, which is also known as Mother Teresa. And when you think about her and what she was doing, caring for the poorest of the poor, those who were like sick and dying on the streets in India, she would care for them. She would draw them in to her convent and take care of their wounds, help bind them up and bathe them even. She was caring for the most poor of people. And she would have her group of sisters do likewise. And someone once asked her, like, okay, well, you would have more time to serve the poor if you spent less time in prayer. So like that daily holy hour that you do, maybe you can just like let go of that. And then you would have that whole extra hour in order to care for the poor. And Mother Teresa had an interesting response. She decided that instead of having a daily holy hour, they would have two daily holy hours. And her reasoning was this: if we can't see Jesus in the Eucharist, how do we expect to see Jesus in the poor? If we think about the greatest commandment, it's God first and then others. And while we can make our way towards God through others, it's also important for us to go from God to others, for us to be filled with God and his love and his grace in order to be able to serve others. There are many who go on mission trips and they may not have the greatest of prayer lives, and depending upon what group they go with, depending upon what the regiment or the life is on that particular mission trip, they may end up being drawn closer to the Lord, or they may end up just getting burnt out. Because if all they're doing is pouring themselves out to other people, where do they get their fuel? Where do they get their strength? Where do they get the ability, the endurance to be able to pour themselves out in service to others? Mother Teresa and her sisters, they would get that from Jesus, from their twice daily holy hours, allowing Jesus to pour himself out into them, and then being filled with our Lord and his love, be able to care for the poorest of the poor. I remember hearing a story about a young woman who went on a mission trip, and it was several months, and I forget exactly what country she went to, but it was a third world country, and there was a lot of needs, and there was a lot of problems, and she just was trying to take care of them as best as she could, but she was kind of just doing it on her own. And after months, she started to become like bitter and irritable and resentful. And it's because she was trying to do it by herself. She wasn't being filled. She ended up coming back to the United States and trying to assess and understand her situation, and eventually she figured it out. But we are able to give ourselves more fully and completely when we first are filled with the love and grace of God. And so our theme is service. We are to give ourselves towards others, to make a gift of ourselves, to pour out ourselves. And that can help us get closer to God. But we can also allow ourselves to receive that grace, that mercy, that love of God, be filled with that. And then we can pour ourselves out along with that love of God that we ourselves have received. And so this is one of the reasons why so many religious orders can do such extravagant and elaborate work And it may not seem that extravagant and elaborate, except it's like day in and day out, cleaning all of these wounds of these dying people. Wouldn't that make you depressed? Well, not if you see Jesus in the person you're serving. Not if you're being filled with the love of the Lord and letting that pour out into that service. And so one of the things that I hope for all of you today is that as we come before the Lord, as we allow ourselves to be in his presence, that we pour ourselves out in service to him, in worship, in praising and adoring him and thanking him for all the things he's done in our lives and allowing ourselves to be filled with his love, allowing ourselves to be filled so that we can love him in return and to love him through other people. So let us prepare our hearts and our minds to adore our Lord in the most holy Eucharist.